I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Leadership Talks is back. We have a remarkable guest. Now, you know Leadership Talks is huge. We've had everyone from Sharon Reed to former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell. We were actually the first sit-down interview he has done since being released from federal prison. We've had many, many come sit down in that chair, and you have benefited from their great wisdom and knowledge. But this one is special in many ways. Ray Daniels, Vice President, Warner Brothers Records, was a consultant for Motown Records from 2007 to 2009, Epic Records VP A&R 2013 to 15, Interscope Records Senior VP of A&R 2015 to 2017, and Warner Brothers Music Senior VP 2017 to present. And he has such a remarkable background, but really his gift is connecting the authentic him to the dollar. This man knows how to do that, and he can teach you how to do it as well. I got Ray Daniels in the building.
Hello. I know I just met you, but I really like you.
I like you too, man.
And I like you. You know, I like you because if we're all authentic, no matter where we come from, the world would be better.
That's it.
Because we could really admit and understand each other. So I appreciate that.
Brother, the first time I met you, now obviously we worked out the details of the business beforehand, and we were at Rolling Out headquarters, and you were there with my good friend Crystal, who does a remarkable job with our digital content. And she texted me because I was doing the podcast. She was like, Ray's in the building. You got to meet Ray. And I had a meeting right after the podcast, and I was like, I can't do the meeting. I got to go meet Ray Daniels. And even when I'm walking in, brother, you're in one of these deep-ass conversations like you always are, just being contrarian because that's who you are. You are the authentic you regardless of the atmosphere.
Thank
so
you.
Sometimes that makes you contrary to the popular belief.
Well, my mother always taught me this since I was a kid. My mother always said, when they go left, you go right.
Yeah.
When they go right, you go left. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what. But if they're all doing it, more than likely, they're following.
Come on with it. That's exactly right.
And I became who I became being the contrarian, if that's the word. Like, I barely graduated high school, so you use the big words and I'm going to catch it. But I barely became who I became. I became who I came using that approach. Mm-hmm. I always was honest, I always was real, and I always understood what it was. So, yeah, I took that.
Let's talk about your amazing career.
Thank you.
It didn't start that way.
No.
Where did the grind and the hustle and the heart come from?
The grind, the hustle, and the heart was in me since I was a kid. I mean, you know, as you get older and become a man, I couldn't stand how I was raised because I watched my friends' parents do for them, and my mother just was unapologetically like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. What, you want some sneakers? You better go hustle for it. And I didn't know how to be anything but a hustler. I didn't know how to be anything but a go-getter. So when I'm in a scenario where it's so crazy because school teaches us how to be a program. Like, you wake up at this time, you go to work this time, you do it, you off this time. But when you get into adult life, it's like, hold up. So they mean to tell me I don't have to wake up at 7 a.m. anymore? Mm-hmm. I don't have to. So hold up. I got to go get it now. And you're rewarded for, in the real world, for doing more than expected. And in school, you're rewarded for doing what's expected.
Mm.
Like, here's the book. Read it here, and if you're too good, send them to the front, send them to another class because he's too good for this one. In the real world, it's like if they tell you to work at 9 to 5, and you come there, and it's crazy because it's kind of like the difference between Chick-fil-A and McDonald's, which I worked at both. Mm-hmm. My first job was McDonald's. At McDonald's, the messaging was get people in and get them out.
Mm-hmm.
We always on the clock, especially in the drive-thru. We don't want no one in the drive-thru window at our window for no longer than 30 seconds, period. And at Chick-fil-A, it was like, smile, smile, smile. That's all. You better smile. It was almost like, yeah, we're going to get them in and out. That's expected. But you're going to smile at the end of the day for every customer that come in here. If you do not smile, you're in trouble. So it's crazy because obviously, so obviously, you know, I'm learning from watching the people in front of me and almost like my teachers, like, okay, so smile. So, hey, welcome to Chick-fil-A. How are you doing? Da, da, da. So I used to be really like, what's up, shout out, da, 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 da. And then I work at Chick-fil-A and I was like, hey, how are you doing? Welcome to Chick-fil-A. And I wasn't really good with grease on my hands. I don't know why. So I was the black guy that had to be on the cash register. You know, usually the guys in the kitchen.
So you had to greet.
I had to because I didn't want to. I didn't like getting popped by the grease in cooking. So I was like, put me on a register. Well, this is what you got to do. And I did it and it worked for me. So, you know, a lot of my success just comes from, it was really almost like a beautiful accident. It was like I was trained to be something. And then when I got in the music industry, I just was that.
And you transferred all of that knowledge.
And you know, it wasn't even knowledge as much as it was just training to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got more on the other side. A lot more. 404-892-2703. If you got a question for Ray Daniels, Vice President, Warner Brothers Records, remember, on the 20th, June 20th, 7 p.m., he's sitting down with us for leadership talks on the campus of Beulah Heights University. You must RSVP. Bring your group. Bring your crew. This is your master class at no cost. Free parking, free entry. BEULAH.EDU/talks. That's Beulah.EDU/talks. The reason why I started Leadership Talks is because as a business professor, I understand that theory and theoretical framework can only take you so far. I'm a business owner myself. Theory has taught me how to articulate what I do, but somebody who does it should teach you how to do business. We got more on the other side. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense. That's why I dove off the deep end without a life jacket. What's happening? Welcome back. Still in the studio, the remarkable Ray Daniels, Vice President of Warner Brothers Records. Background includes Motown, Epic, Interscope. Wow. Let me just name some of the things that I know you've provided leadership for. Accountable for 30-plus artists, leading a team of staff and producers and studio managers. You have provided leadership for radio promotions teams, for U.S. radio support, video commissioning, et cetera. Oversaw deals that included distribution agreements, licensing agreements. Oversaw global music release rollouts in conjunction with marketing, promotions, and public relations. Man, that sounds really complex to me.
It sounds complex to me too. I can't believe I.
You do this every day.
This was had to be put together by our dear friend Crystal. Mm. She had to have put that together because she knows what I do. I don't. If you notice, I don't really. Anybody ever hear me talk? I don't talk about what I do because it's what I do.
Right.
You know how
that's right.
It's like, how do you explain the words coming out your mouth? They just come out your mouth. You don't, you know, it's like, just do it. And, you know, you might reflect on the weekends when you're not working, but you're telling me that. I'm like, damn, that guy is super, man. He's doing a lot of good stuff.
And
I didn't
realize
that.
Yeah. You are the super. And that's why you're our Leadership Talks guest on Thursday. And remember, you're in front of business students. You're in front of adult learners who are getting their doctorate, that are getting their MBA. And I tell the students this all the time. When you have a guest like Ray Daniels, and I was telling my students this last week, and this is summertime. I said, you got a guest like Ray Daniels. I don't care when he comes, summer semester, fall semester. You're going to get more out of his discussion as a lecture. You're going to get more out of his discussion than you will get all semester from a business professor. And I mean that in the practical sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's funny because if you ever look to the top of the company, the CEO, maybe his COO, usually they're the person that has the least amount of education in the company because they just did it.
They got the most amount of context, though.
Yeah, they just did it.
Yeah.
They you know, like, it's no class is going to teach you what really losing on a deal feels like.
That's right.
No class.
That's right,
like, it's
man.
Like failing the test doesn't feel nothing like walking in a room, watching this person do something and become super rich, super successful, and you're sitting on the sideline like, damn.
Right.
Like, so for me, it's like, you know, life is your best teacher, you know, and I don't, and my thing is I don't try to sugarcoat it. I try to give it to you as real as I can because I feel like I owe you that because that's how I learned.
You deal with a lot of egos in your industry. And something I say often, and I manage some folks myself, not to the degree that you do. And I notice that you have to know when to check egos and you have to know when to navigate them.
I can respond to that.
Yes.
It's funny because I attribute my success to lack of ego because this wasn't what I wanted to do.
Mm.
Like imagine one day you're normal and then the next day somebody asks you to help you with their music. You're like, okay, I'll try it. And because I always felt like it was theirs, I always felt like, okay, this was your party. I was invited to this party. I wasn't the kid that wanted to grow up and come to this party. One day I was working a job, and the next day I'm at your party. So because of that, I had no ego. And because of that, I also figured it was time for me to learn as much as I could because I always felt like, honestly, Rashad, I felt like I was behind all of my peers up until like 3 years ago. And I've been in a game, I'm 39, so typically to my like from 25 to 36, I'm feeling like everybody in the room is smarter than me. And then I got to the point around 36, 37, where I was like, well, damn, I do know a lot more than these guys because I was always the guy that was listening to what I was talking. But you can't afford ego, man. You can't afford to have an ego in anything you do. And I remember the guys that, I mean, was so arrogant about it. Like, and you know another thing? This is the best way I tell people. I'm like, music, if you can play an instrument or you can sing or you could dunk a basketball, I'm going to open it all the way up. You could dunk a basketball. You can, you know, these are talents that are on TV right now that you can see someone and say, wow, look at LeBron. Like, I can do that. I know how far I can go. My skill was talking. When you're in high school, you're told to shut up. You're not told to talk. So I didn't have a talent that I felt I can monetize. It's like, I like to talk, but I guess music gave me something to talk about, you know? Mm-hmm. So I always think about that. Like, I always attribute, like, bruh, I wasn't supposed to be here. So when I come in the room, I'm just here to help you. What you were meant to be here. How can I help you? You were meant to be here. How can I help you? You were meant to be here. How can I help you? And then all those people had this arrogance about it because God gave it to them. And it's celebrated in front of us right now. It's like, I can sing. Beyonce can sing. So obviously God gave me the talent. He gave Beyonce. And if I do my job, I'm going to be successful as her. I didn't have that. It was like, Ray, you shut the hell up until it's time to talk. And then you talk about this. They're going to come to the table. You're going to get your piece. That's what I did. And so for me, it was like, how the hell can you have an ego when your only job is really just to talk? Nobody, what value, like, does talking have until you found something to talk about? Now, there's your success story.
Right.
So for me, it's like, man, no ego, man. Listen, man, I only had one thing. My mom was driving school buses. My mom was making $1,900 a month driving school buses. And I couldn't take it. I was like, look, man, y'all have the egos. Just tell me what I got to do to get a check out of here so I could go back and make sure my mom don't have to work no more. That was my only goal. And then I watched all of the egos fall by the wayside,
mm-hmm.
fall by the wayside. And everybody just started falling. And here I am surviving. And then I was not only surviving, I was thriving in it. And I was thriving in it because I didn't care, man. Like, it's like I'm the senior vice president at Warner Records right now, but I walk in the room and I speak to every intern.
Right.
You would think that. I have no reason to do that, but that's who I am. Like, I treat the president like I treat the janitor.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who I am, because at one point in time, I was the damn janitor.
Mm.
And now, at my own company, I am the CEO. So for me, it's like, I never forget where I came from, and I'm glad that that's still in me to this day, no matter what.
Let me ask you about leadership theory. There are a lot of theories about leadership and management. Two in particular are the transactional leadership theory and the transformational leadership theory. Transactional leadership means that you look at everything as a business deal and a possible ROI, return on investment, as you know. The transformational leader or transformational leadership is you engaging with individuals to hopefully create a relationship dynamic that will in turn continue to transform and make money for you without you touching it again.
Period.
What is your style? Which one?
I didn't even realize that there was a style of leadership, but I would definitely say transformational leadership. I started making money. I'm making money for people who I just was cool with. Like, you know, and it's something that I got to say this. It's so important to say this, is that leadership is the most undervalued attribute. That bothers me about this world, because just because you're smart don't mean you're a good leader.
That's right.
Just because, you know, you're talented doesn't mean you're a good leader. Like, I don't care what room you're in, there is a great leader leading that room. And it's undervalued. So undervalued. So for me, I just wanted to be a leader. Like, I just, how about this? I didn't want to be a leader. I was the leader. When somebody threw us the keys and said, who's driving? I'm driving. It was just set up that way. When somebody says, do this, I'm doing it. Like, somebody says, who's going to go talk for us? I'm going to go do it. Like, I didn't know that I was being a leader. I was just trying to make sure that I have value in the room.
We got more on the other side. Ray Daniels dropping jewels. I know we say Julian, dropping jewels with Julian, but we dropping jewels with Ray Daniels today. All right, we got more on the other side. 404-892-2703. If you want this and a whole lot more insight, wisdom, and practical knowledge about business and transforming your dream into a reality, I want you to go ahead and RSVP at Beulah.edu/talks. BEULAH.edu/talks. Ray Daniels, Vice President, Senior Vice President, Warner Brothers Records. We're there Thursday, June 20th at 7 p.m. right on the campus. Free parking, free entry, no strings attached. We do this for you, all right? News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And I won't snap. 250 is showing, they still think I'm selling crack. When you bring my name up to the judge, just tell them facts. Tell them how we never have I been locked up in a. What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. Ray Daniels, Vice President, Warner Brothers Records in the building. Background includes Motown, Epic, Interscope. And now he's the big guy at Warner Brothers Music. This guy makes millions of dollars for a whole lot of people on a regular basis. And I'm hoping that just being close to him, some of that rubs off on me. Thank you, brother, for being here.
I didn't expect you to say that one.
Right. Listen, man, you touched on some things during the last segment, and you're in the right place at this college on Thursday because Beulah Heights University is one of the few. It's only two colleges in the United States that actually offer leadership studies and coaching at the undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral level.
Wow.
Beulah is one of them. So when you talk about the dynamic of leadership and how leadership is really undervalued, it won't be lost on the campus of Beulah Heights University because they are considered a research leadership institution.
Period. Love that. I didn't know that, but that makes me excited because I think that if there was like they say, man, he's gonna get the max deal, man. He's all NBA first team. If there was a max deal for leaders, I would damn sure be one of the most paid people in this world because, like I said, it has no value, but it's the most important thing that we have.
Is that it factor?
It's,
I think
it's the leaders is the why. Yeah. You know, everybody else is the what, but the leader is this is why we're doing it and this is how we're gonna do it, but I need everybody to buy into the why first.
Yeah.
And that's what a leader does.
Let's talk about your transition in business because you had to do some very practical things on a regular basis to get to where you're at. Okay? So let's talk about your business philosophy. I say often being a CEO is not a position or title. It's a philosophy.
And it's not fun. Mm. And it's not fun because, you know, you pay. To me, when I'm in my building and I see somebody I don't know using the bathroom, I think to myself, this dude might be the dude to stop it up. Well, I got to hire a plumber to come in and pay $150 to come. No, I'm serious. Like, anything around me is on me. I mean, honestly, the greatest thing I ever did for myself was take weekends off because I've had people in my position kill themselves, and I never could understand it until I got here.
Wow.
And then it was like, the greatest thing I do is like, on the weekend, I don't want to talk any business unless it's an absolute emergency. Don't bother me. I'm a dad first, but on the weekday, I'm a killer. But I'm telling you, the greatest thing I did was take weekends off because it's hard always putting yourself last.
Let's talk about balance because that's something I struggle with personally, okay? I have a seven-day work week, and when I say seven-day work week, I'm not including the speaking engagements. I'm not including emceeing events or moderating debates. I mean, literally, I have a 7-day television and radio work week because of my national television contract.
Okay.
I've struggled with balance for a long time because when I came into adulthood, I wasn't balanced then either because I was coming from a lot of darkness.
Yeah.
I'm now trying to be more intentional, but because of how I've set things up in my life and the contracts and agreements that I have, it's real tough now.
Well, I would just say this. Whether I'm whether I'm taking time off from Radar or Warner,
mm-hmm.
on the weekend, I'm still a daddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's not like I don't work. I just pick and choose what I got to deal with. Now, the thing about your position that I might say is slightly different than mine is that it just seems like, in a lot of ways, you are the talent. You yeah. are like it's like you got to be there to get
right.
to get. So if I was there, what I'm doing with you right now, I do this 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. I don't mind doing this because yeah. to me, this is serving my purpose.
Right.
My job, every other moment in my life, is serving others' purpose.
Mm.
It's helping others get to their dream. So that's the hard part for me. So honestly, I always say this, like my dream is to end up where you are because you serving what you want to serve. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's asking you to come in there and talk about something that you don't want to talk about.
Right.
You're talking about what you're passionate about, what you care about. Me, on the other hand, I got to deal with people who I know don't have the greatest intent for me at times and put them before myself.
How do you do that? Because personality, personal agendas, all of this can make you real sour toward people that you're supposed to help. How do you push through that?
My family. At the end of the day, hey, listen, man, I can hate you. You can hate me. At the end of the day, what brought us together wasn't love for each other. It was love for something that we both care about. Your position with her is different than my position with her. You mm-hmm. know, I'm speaking of the love that what we're going after. So
right.
for me, at the end of the day, I'm going to get paid regardless. That's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. My famous line that I tell anybody is, you're not going to be the reason why my mom don't eat.
Right.
Now, you might be the reason why your mom don't eat, but you're not going to be the reason why my mom don't eat. So mm-hmm. if you do what I'm giving you the game to do, your mom's going to eat. If you don't, I don't feel bad for you in the end when your mom's not eating because I just gave you the information. So for mm-hmm. me, it's like some listen, most don't. The ones that listen always end up 10 years from now like, man, thank you. But man, and the ones that didn't is looking right now like, man, I should have listened.
That's right.
So my mind is like, I'm still here though.
Mm-hmm.
So how I look at it is it's like a team. I know what my job is every day. I'm going to do my job. Now, we'll be super, 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 super successful if we all do our job.
Right.
But I know I'm going to be good no matter what because I'm going to do my job.
What was the most difficult business decision you've had to make?
Wow. If I'm being honest with you, Rashad, business is easy to me.
Okay.
Because business has no emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just business. It's like the hardest business decision I have to make, business didn't become hard for me until I brought my family into it with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it becomes hard. Because at that point, it's like, you can hurt me and you.
Because
right. we're family. You can That's hurt right. me and you. Like if Julian does something wrong and me and Julian hang out 2 weeks from now, he does something wrong, I'm not holding you accountable.
Right.
But if his name is Julian Richie and I know he's your little brother and he does something wrong, I got a problem with y'all.
Exactly.
Right. So for me it's like business didn't get difficult for me until I brought family into it.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's like, because then, like I said, when the weekends I'm supposed to be off, now it's a family discussion about. And my whole life, I've never been told I was right.
Mm.
Even if my sister does something, it's like, you made it that way. It's never my sister's wrong. Mm. It's never.
It's your fault.
It's never
that
your brother's wrong. He's wrong because you gave him everything as a kid. And it's like, my kids don't want my life. You know, so that's the only time it gets difficult for me. But outside of that, that was a short, rough patch. But outside of that, business is easy, man. Look, man, what am I supposed to do? What you need me to do, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the laws of power, the first law in the law of power is never outshine the master. You know, and I think that a lot of us have a problem with that word master. But we all have a master that we serve, no matter who you are. No matter where you are, your master is your audience. You know, you start saying some stuff they don't want to hear, they're going to be out here protesting to get you off, and now it's off. So we all have a master to serve. So as long as you can identify the master you're serving and know that that's what you're there to do, it's never about you at that point.
We got a whole lot more of this on Thursday. I want you to hear not only his wisdom, but also his transitioning through corporate world and business ventures, all of that. All of that. Make sure you hit us up, RSVP now at Beulah.edu/talks. That's the only way you can get here. Beulah.edu/talks. 7 p.m., June 20th, 7 p.m. Ray Daniels, Vice President, Warner Brothers Records. Thank you, man, all you represent, brother.
No problem, man. I appreciate you guys even having me do this. And crazy thing is that this is a leadership conversation.
That's right.
I'm in L.A. tomorrow. I was supposed to be in L.A. today, but because I knew I was doing V103, I pushed it back a day. But then I didn't realize that I was doing a leadership talks on this Thursday.
That's right.
I'm set to be in L.A. from Tuesday to next Wednesday.
Wow.
So you think I went to, and, you know, my assistant was like, well, why don't we have Warner fly you home and fly you back? And I'm like, Warner didn't agree to do the leadership talk.
That's right. You did.
I paid for my own flight to come home Thursday just to do this and leave right back out.
Thank you, man.
And I fly first class, so it wasn't cheap.
Right.
But I paid for my own flight because as a leader, when I give my word, I would do everything to keep it, even to my own detriment, which some people are like, why? Because at the end of the day, the only cash value we really have is our word and our value to other people. And if I can't tell you something and live and die by it, I shouldn't tell it to you. So if I do tell you something, I'm going to live and die by it to my own detriment. And I'm okay with that.
I love it. We can learn a lot from you.
Thank you.
How can people follow you on social media?
My social media is at Ray Daniels on everywhere. And say something nice.
Yeah.
Because I usually ignore when people say something not nice. And if I'm in the mood to say something back, I might hurt your feelings. So just say something nice.
That's where I'm at. I say something back to you.
I my mind is like, just say something nice. And, you know, follow the directions. As soon as you get on my page, the first thing it says, do not DM me. DM my assistant. That's what I pay her for.
Right.
I want to meet with everybody, but just don't DM me because
there's a protocol.
It's not even that. If it wasn't for her and Crystal waking me up to come here today,
right,
I would have forgot.
Yeah.
It went through the right people.
That's right.
I just want to make sure that you don't get let down.
Ray, I'm looking forward to it on Thursday, man. Ray Daniels, Vice President, Warner Brothers Records. He has a lot of background, a lot of context, and a whole lot more to share. Make sure you RSVP. Thank you, big homie.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. Realest Man on Radio.
I need you, darling, to set me free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.